From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Biden administration has advanced two pieces of legislation so far. Economic relief is one. The other deals with immigration reform. And that is a sign that taking on the country's immigration system is a top priority for the incoming administration. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, the bill includes protections for immigrant workers and expanded access to visas for foreign workers and their families.
The U.S. immigration system is complicated. To get permission to work here, an immigrant usually needs an employer or sponsor. There are visa quotas by country and skill set. Under the Trump administration, qualifying got harder. Application backlogs grew. Hassan Shafiqullah at the Legal Aid Society says President Biden's immigration bill would turn things around.
He's proposing to clear the backlogs, eliminate the per-country limits.
It would also make life easier for spouses of immigrants with work visas.
It doesn't make sense to make them sit idle. If they're able to work, if they're able to contribute to the economy, get them work permits, get them Social Security numbers.
The Biden plan would make it easier for foreign grad students in STEM fields to stay and work after finishing their degrees. And it would protect more undocumented immigrant workers who report employer abuse, wage theft, or unsafe working conditions, says Laura Huizar at the National Employment Law Project.
Some protection from deportation as well for workers who speak up in the workplace and then are victims of workplace retaliation.
The bill would also create a path to citizenship for undocumented workers. Mike Gempler of the Washington Growers League says farmers and food processors will welcome that and won't likely oppose its increased worker protections.
In general, if employers are making a good faith effort to follow the law, they really won't have much to worry about.
Immigration reform legislation is supported by a wide range of industries that want more foreign workers, says UC San Diego political scientist Casey Dominguez, from high tech to construction.
Organizations that are well-funded lobbyists and would tend to have some support, especially groups like the Chamber of Commerce among the Republican Party.
Some Republican senators joined Democrats to support the last comprehensive immigration reform bill in 2013. Republicans in the House blocked it. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.